It must have been interesting because part of the time we're talking about the Tulsa Tribune was also the afternoon newspaper.
No.
They were more conservative. So on the same topic, you would have your editorial, and I suppose you were anxious to see, well, what are they going to write about tonight? And maybe on the same day, wrote an editorial completely different from yours.
That's true. You know, the thing about the Trib that I always admired about the Tribune is that the Joneses were very, very progressive on social issues. You remember the Joneses were damn near the founders of All Souls Unitarian Church.
Yeah, that's right.
And were the biggest boosters. I remember Mr. Jones, whom I met as a young reporter and who treated me like I was a publisher back there. You remember Luke, who is now the preacher? He was a street corp, and he got him a megaphone, a microphone. And the older jink protested that because he just didn't think Luke had the right to blast everybody with an amplified sermon, and he made that stick. They took his sapphire away from him. I used to joke and say that when Luke retired, I was on the pulpit committee to get a replacement because he was one of the local characters. But the Joneses were very, very progressive social issues. They really weren't any more conservative fiscally than we were. Matter of fact, I would argue that if you went back and looked at the editorial positions on those two newspapers and made a detailed comparison, you'd find that we agreed with each other probably 75% of the time.
But there was an image, though, that...
Yes, it was a perception, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
You're right. I guess I'm saying that it was really a little bit overemphasized, but the Joneses were primarily newspaper men. I admired them for that. They were, now Lorton is newspaper man. The old man Lorton, particularly the founder, of course, was real fire and brimstone. Walter Biscup wrote what we call a double truck, two full pages in the World at the time Mr. Jones died, and he went back from the very beginning and so on. That's still the most accurate reminiscence of the elder Lorton, Grandpa Lorton. But he was death on governors. I mean, he prided himself in giving governors a hard time, and he did. And so I always would tell Bob, well, I'm just doing what your grandpa wanted me. Because he was a fire-eater boy.
I've interviewed Cenk Jones Jr. for VoicesOfOklahoma.com, who is a great historian and in command of history of Republic.
Guy, yeah.
So he prides himself that his family, they are newspaper people to the core.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Certainly were.
This is great for you to reminisce and to talk particularly about your good friend and mentor, and that means a lot, what I just said.
Yeah.
Good friend and mentor, Alex Adwan. So thank you, Ken. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate being able to tell you a little bit about Alex, and I'm sure that it's nothing that other people don't know, except that I saw him up close for at least 35 years. Of course, we laugh about it. As I told you, we have a script, and we can play either part. So
that's great. Thank you, Ken.
Well, thank you for doing it, John.
Yep.
Because Alex, anything you can say about him ought to be said.